KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports last night around the area, in high school wrestling, it was Audubon over AHSTW 43-42, Audubon down West Central Valley 42-24, and Audubon over Southwest Valley 42-27. AHSTW defeated Southwest Valley 54-27 and AHSTW over West Central Valley 42-38. West Central Valley beat Southwest Valley 38-36. In another quad last night, it was Bedford Lennox over Red Oak 59-24. Bedford Lennox defeating Griswold 60-16. Bedford Lennox over Southwest Iowa 43-33. Southwest Iowa beat Red Oak 39-33, Southwest Iowa over Griswold 46-17, and Red Oak beat Griswold 36-10. Another quad last night saw Harlan beat Abraham Lincoln 43-30, Harlan over Underwood 57-17, Harlan beating Shenandoah 43-22, Shenandoah over Abraham Lincoln 37-36, Shenandoah defeating Underwood 50-30, and it was Abraham Lincoln beating Underwood 36-32. In high school boys basketball last night, from the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic rallied back from a first-half deficit to defeat Glenwood 66-65. It was Clarinda over Red Oak in overtime 88-80. Denison beating St. Albert 72-56. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 56-48. Shenandoah beat Nebraska City 73-59. In Western Iowa Conference boys play, Griswold over AHSTW 44-36. IKM Manning beat Trainer 55-50. Tri-Center in overtime over Missouri Valley 68-67. Audubon beat Underwood 58-50. In Rolling Valley Conference play, was Booyer Valley over Exira EHK 55-40. Glenn Ralston beat Cam 64-31. Woodbine over Charter Oak Ute 66-59. And Arweva topping Adair Casey 60-52. In Corner Conference boys play, Fremont Mills over Essex 63-48. Nishnabotna beat South Page 74-38. Sydney over Heartland Christian 73-49. And Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 73-70. Also in boys hoops, Carroll over Boone 69-57. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 70-54. Des Moines Christian topping Panorama 74-59. Lennox beat Mount Air 55-53. Madrid over Guthrie Center 77-63. Nottoway Valley topping Bedford 72-45. Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 65-28. And Southwest Valley 63-39 over East Union. In girls basketball last night, from the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood holding off Atlantic 65-59. Bishop Heelan Catholic down Lewis Central 57-42. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 71-31. Red Oak beat Clarinda 82-69. St. Albert topping Denison 60-43. Shenandoah beat Nebraska City 73-58. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, Audubon over Underwood 48-36. IKM Manning beat Trainer 87-50. Logan Magnolia topping Riverside 58-17. AHSTW beat Griswold 50-39. Missouri Valley in overtime over Tri-Center 48-45. In Rolling Valley Conference girls play, Adair Casey beat Arweva 55-25. Glenn Ralston over Cam 44-29. Woodbine beat Charter Oak Ute 58-53. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Essex 63-40. Nishnabotna over South Page 41-25. Sydney beat Heartland Christian 63-25. Stanton over Clarinda Academy 82-17. Also in girls basketball, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 65-48. Boone beat Carroll 73-20. Mount Air over Lennox 70-33. Panorama topping Des Moines Christian 55-54. Sioux City East beat Abraham Lincoln 52-47. Sioux City North over Thomas Jefferson 59-43. Southwest Valley beat East Union 62-29. And Woodward Granger over West Central Valley 52-39. A dramatic finish in the Twin Cities as Jared Utoff rescued the Iowa Hawkeyes from another second-half collapse last night. Utoff's late basket was the game winner in a 77-75 victory over Minnesota in a game the Hawkeyes led 51-34 in the second half before the Gophers roared back. Utoff finished with a career-high 22 points.
I try to stay calm, even keel, don't get too high, don't get too low. You know, when we make a run, you can't get all nuts. You know, you got to keep your head and keep going. I think we did a good job of that tonight.
Iowa led by 11 at the half and built the advantage to 17 before the Gophers scored on 15 of 17 possessions to take a late four-point advantage. Utoff scored Iowa's final 7 points as the Hawks outscored the Gophers 8-2 to close the game.
Big time turnaround jumper in the lane, and jump from the elbow, and of course, essentially the game winner. So I just really liked, you know, his demeanor, like, you know, just keep coming to me. I'll keep ringing the bell for you, Coach.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. DeAndre Matthews' layup at the buzzer was waved off as the Hawkeyes improved to 3-1 in the Big Ten with that victory. Seth Tuttle scored 15 points and sank 4 late free throws to help number 23 Northern Iowa beat Bradley 63-52 in a Missouri Valley Conference game last night. The Panthers dominated the Braves both offensively and defensively early, leading 29-9 at one point late in the first half. Nate Buss and Paul Jesperson chipped in 11 and 9 points each for Northern Iowa as the Panthers improved to 15-2. They're 4-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 1 Kentucky beat Missouri 86-37. Number 2 Virginia over Clemson 65-42. Miami knocks off number 4 Duke 90-74. Number 6 Louisville beat Virginia Tech 78-63. Ninth-rated Kansas over number 24 Oklahoma State 67-57. Number 16 West Virginia beat number 18 Oklahoma 86-65. 17th-ranked VCU topping Rhode Island 65-60. Tennessee upends number 19 Arkansas 74-69. And Butler knocks off number 21 Seton Hall in overtime 79-75. A big week begins tonight for the 11th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones when they visit 22nd-rated Baylor in Big 12 action. The Cyclones are 2-0 in the league race after winning at West Virginia, and now they have to find a way to solve Baylor's zone defense. ISU coach Fred Hoiberg says the Cyclones need to find a way to get quality shots.
You know, we had some kids that just didn't show up tonight.
Hoiberg hopes experience will help against the zone. After starting Big 12 play with 2 losses, Baylor bounced back with an overtime win at TCU. Iowa State will then return home on Saturday night to host 9th-ranked Kansas. Well, cold shooting plagued the Iowa State women as they were hammered by 3rd-ranked Baylor 79-47 in Big 12 conference play. The Cyclones made only 7 of 33 from 3-point range.
We did not compete at a level that we need to compete in any game, let alone against Baylor. We could not make any shots at all, and we're a team that needs to make shots.
That's ISU coach Bill Fentley. The Cyclones got off to a dreadful start and at 1 point in the opening half trailed 27-5. Cyclones fall to 2-2 in the Big 12. They're 11-4 overall. Iowa State wide receiver Juwan Wesley has been suspended indefinitely after being charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Iowa State University police spokesman Aaron DeLashmet says officers responded to a report of suspicious drug activity around 12:30 Tuesday morning. DeLashmet says officers found Wesley and a passenger sitting in a vehicle with the windows rolled down. Officers smelled marijuana, conducted a field sobriety test on Wesley, and subsequently arrested him. Wesley was taken to the Story County Jail and released later in the morning. Coach Paul Rhodes says he's disappointed in Wesley, adding that his suspension falls under a policy in Iowa State Student Athlete Code of Conduct. Wesley caught 10 passes as a freshman last season. And the Ohio State Buckeyes made a triumphant return to Columbus on Tuesday, hours after their 42-20 win over Oregon in the first college football playoff title game. Before the trip home, quarterback Cardell Jones told reporters in Dallas that he doesn't think he's ready for the NFL, but that he and coach Urban Meyer will have a discussion about his future. Jones led the Buckeyes to 3 straight victories after opening the season as their number 3 quarterback. He became the number 1 signal caller by the Big Ten title game following injuries to Braxton Miller and JT Barrett. Meyer said Tuesday morning that he's confident he'll have another strong team for next season. He also added that he's not currently interested in a job in the professional game. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.